Today's Amud is Beitza Yud Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yud Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah. So we're still discussing now the birds that a person has in his Shoivach. And we said he has to designate them from Erev Yom Tov. And then once he designates them, so then on Yom Tov he could come and he could take one of the birds he designates and he could use it. He could shecht it and he could eat some oif for Simchas Yom Tov. So now says the Mishnah, Zimein Shchayrim U'matzah Levanim. If a person prepared, he set aside black birds, and then on Yom Tov he comes and he sees that the birds that are in the place that he designated are white birds. Or the same in the reverse, Levanim U'matzah Shchayrim. If a person, he designated white birds, and then he finds black birds, Shnayim U'matzah Shleisha, he designated two birds by a certain chalayin, and then he goes there and he sees that there are three birds over there. In all these cases, Asurim, we have to assume that they are different birds. In the case of the black and the white, it's pretty obvious that they're different birds. Also, two to three, there's obviously one new bird there. In all these cases, they're either all the birds, or at least some of the birds are not the one that you prepared. And Mamelo, it's going to be a problem of Muksa, and you're not going to be able to use them on Yom Tov. Shleishu Matza Shnayim. Let's say a person, he went to a certain chalain in the Shoivach, and he prepared three birds, and then he finds on Yom Tov that there are only two birds over there. So mutarim, so we say that they're mutar. We'll see in the Gemara, we assume that one of the three left, but these two are the two out of the three that you prepared. Besaicha kan umatzel afnei akan. Let's say you prepared them when they were inside the kan, inside the nest, and then you find on Yom Tov that they're outside the nest, asurin, in such a case they're going to be asur, we have to be choshesh that maybe these are different birds. Unless, I guess it's in a locked room, so then there are no other birds, so then obviously these birds, even though they switched their location, obviously it's the same birds, in which case it's going to be mutar to eat them on Yom Tov. So now says the Gemara now on the first case of the Mishnah. We said in the first case of the Mishnah that if a person prepared black birds and he finds that there are white birds and there are black birds, so in both those cases, the bird that he finds in Yom Tov is Aser. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Meaning you found a different colored bird, so obviously this is a different bird. Mamela, you never were mazmin in it, so it's a problem of Muksa. So what's the Havamina? Why would you think you could eat it? So says the Gemara, I'm a rabba, hacha b'mayaskinon, k'goyin shezimein shcheirim v'levanim. The case of the, it's not two different cases. It's not zimein shcheirim u'matzah levanim, levanim u'matzah shcheirim. It's one case. You were mazmin shcheirim and levanim. You were mazmin both blackbirds and whitebirds. Let's say there was a blackbird on the right side of the shayvach, and a whitebird on the left side of the shayvach. And you were mazmin both of them. And then what happened was, is v'hishkim, you got up early, u'matzah shcheirim b'makim levanim, v'levanim b'makim shcheirim, and you found that the black were in the place of the white, on the left side of the shayvach, and the white were in the place of the black, on the right side of the shayvach, so they seem to have maybe swapped places. So ma'udetema, you might have thought the same, that hani inu ninu, that these were the same birds that you were mazmin, and mamela, they're mutter, you could shech them, you could eat them. Vesapuchi isapuch, they just switched places. It's the same birds that you were mazmin, they just switched places. Kamash malan, then no, you're not allowed to assume that. Rather, hanach azdul alma, vahani achrini ninu. You have to be chayshesh that the birds that you were mazmin, they left the shayvach, they're gone. And the ones that you're finding over here right now, these are birds that came me'almo, they came from the world. They're not one of the ones that you were mazmin. And therefore, that's why they're also, that's why the Mishnah says in the case of zimin shcheirim u'matzah levanim, levanim u'matzah shcheirim, that they're both aser. Because you have to be chayshesh that they didn't switch places. You have to be chayshesh that rather these birds are different birds. Now, it's interesting, the lashon of the Gemara was v'hishkim u'matzah shcheirim b'makom levanim, levanim b'makom shcheirim. That he got up early and he found that the blackbirds were in the place that he had prepared whitebirds, and the whitebirds were in the place that he had prepared blackbirds. So the Chassam Sofer is aiming on this word v'hishkim. Why does the Gemara say that he got up early to find the birds? So the Chassam Sofer says that there's an added chiddush over here. That really, anyone with birds around them knows, so the birds, they are the doves, they don't really come out at night. They come out only during the day. So you might have thought to say that if you got up early, meaning it's still dark outside, if you got up extra early and you see that they switch places, so that's more of a reason to assume that these are the same birds that you prepared. These aren't new birds that came me'alma. The birds that are me'alma aren't running around right now. So there's more of a reason to assume that these are the ones that you prepared. Kamash blan, and no, v'hishkem, even though you got up early, and therefore you might think that now there's more of a reason to assume that these are the birds you prepared, you're not allowed to assume that these are the ones that you prepared. You have to be chayshish that these birds are birds that came me'alma. So says the Gemara that this idea that when you have birds, you prepared white birds and black birds, and they just switched places, that we have to be chayshish that now these birds are really different birds that came me'alma. So says the Gemara, lema mesayeya le'ler b'chanina. This seems to be a riot for b'chanina. This idea that we have to be chayshish and assume that these birds came me'alma, which is right for the birds in the world, are other birds. Technically, the birds you prepared are only a meat of the birds of the world. Most of the birds in the world are me'alma. So this idea that we go basa raiv in this case, and we have to assume that these birds are birds that came me'alma, is a riot Rabbi Chanina's yisoid. That Rabbi Chanina said, "Am Rabbi Chanina, raiv v'karaiv, haleich achar haraiv." These are two different methods of being peshet sfeikas in the Torah. There's a way of being peshet the safek called raiv. That's learned out from the parasha of the Dayanim, where the Torah says, "Achri rabim lahatis," that if you're not sure what to do, so you go baser the raiv. So that's one way of clarifying a suffix, is that we say to go basa raiv. There's another type of way of clarifying a suffix, and that's called karaiv. And that's learned out from the parish of Egla Rufa. You find by Egla Rufa, you find the mace on the street, on the road. So who do we attribute the mace to? To the city that's the closest. So you see, we're not sure who was responsible for this mace. So the way we clarify the suffix is we say go basa karaiv. Go based off of the city which is the closest. So these are two different ways of clarifying Sfeikas, Raiv and Karaiv. Now the Shail is, what do you do when these two methods, they go head to head? What happens when they conflict with each other? So, that's really our case. On the one hand, Karaiv should tell you that when you find the blackbirds, b'makom the white birds, and the white birds, b'makom the blackbirds, so Karaiv should tell you that these are the same birds that you prepared. These birds were right next to each other. So if I'm not sure, are these birds other birds from the world? Are these birds the same ones I prepared? Karaiv would tell you that these are the same birds that you prepared. However, Raiv tells you that no, Raiv birds in the world are me'alma. So Raiv would tell you that no, you have to assume that these birds came me'alma. So here's a case where Raiv and Karaiv conflict with each other. Now the way we were masber the Mishnah is that we said that in such a case, you have to be chayshish that the birds came me'alma, that we go basa Raiv. That Raiv v'karav haleich achar ha-raiv. So that's exactly Rabbi Chanina's yisoid. Rabbi Chanina held like that. That Raiv v'karav haleich achar ha-raiv. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That you see from our Mishnah, Raiv to Rabbi Chanina. You see from our Mishnah, this yisoid, that when you have Raiv and Karaiv, these two options of being, of clarifying a suffix, you see that the stronger way to go is to go basa Raiv. And that's like Rabbi Chanina said. However, says the Gemara, there's no Raiv Rabbi Chanina, because I could say that this is also talking about a case similar to what Abaye said elsewhere, which we'll get to, I believe, in the next Amud, that Abaye said about a certain case that's talking about a daf. Here also it's talking about a daf, meaning apparently doves are very territorial, and they don't like it when other birds come into their nest. So When they're in their nest, very often they had a daf, a board that went in front of the nest. So birds that are me'alma, they would go and they would sit on the board. Now they wouldn't dare go into the nest because the dove that's inside that nest, he's not letting any other birds come in. So you might have birds that are me'alma that will sit on that daf, and they're going to wait there until the dove that's in the nest leaves. Once the dove that's in the nest leaves, then they'll feel safe to then go into the nest. So that's the metzius of doves. The Maisa, as it pertains to us, so being that these nests, they have this board that's in front of the nest, so the birds that come me'alma are also karev. We were assuming that, like, you have black birds and white birds, and they just swap places, and the other option is to assume that a bird came from, like, a different city, or whatever, across the street, somewhere far away. But the Gemara is saying that no, in front of the nest, there was a daf, there was a board. And the birds that are me'alma, they would sit, pretty often, they would sit on these boards. So to assume that it came from a bird that's me'alma, that he was not mazmin, that's also karev. So it's not raiv against karev. It's raiv and karev against karev itself. It's just karev against the raiv and the karev. The birds that are me'alma are also karev. And therefore, it says the Gemara, it says the Gemara, there's no raya from here to Rabbi Chanina's Yisoid that when you have raiv and karev, so that you go basa raiv. Here it could be the reason why you're going basa the raiv is not because raiv is a stronger beer than karev. The reason why you're going basa the raiv is because the raiv is also karev, because it has this daf in front of the kan. Says the Gemara Vayter, we said in the Mishnah that shnayim umatzah shleisha asurin. That if you prepared, if you were masmin, two birds, and then you go there on Yontif, and you see that there are three birds over there. So the lacha is all three birds are asur, you cannot do the shechita. Says the Gemara, it's very simple, because manif shach, either way you're going to look at this, the birds are going to be asur. Iachrini nenu, if you assume from the fact that there's a different number of birds, that all these birds, it's a different family, the two bird family, they left, and now this is a three bird family that came in, these are completely different birds, so ha'achrini nenu. So then it's pasha, these are different birds, you weren't masmin these birds, of course it's going to be asur. And even if you assume that these birds are not other birds, Lamaisa, there's for sure one bird here that you were mazman. You were only mazman too, and there are three birds over here. So for sure, there's going to be one bird that's mixed in that you were mazman. So mimanav shach, there's going to be a problem to then take these birds. Either all of them are different birds, or at least one of them is a different bird, and that different bird is mixed up amongst the others. Now, Taisus addresses why don't we say that the bird on this second sad, why wouldn't we say that it's batal b'raiv? You are mazmin two birds, and so you're saying that you have to be chayshish, that maybe one of the birds, a bird, not the chayshish, we know that, even if these are the same birds that you were mazmin, there's another bird that came me'alma that's mixed in with these two. Okay, so you have two that you were mazmin, and you have one bird that's muksa. So two that are not muksa, and one that is muksa. So the one that's muksa should be batal to the two that are not muksa. It's batal b'raiv. So it says Taisus that no, bali chayim einan betelin, that there's a, bali chayim are very chashev, animals are chashev, and there's a rule that bali chayim are not batal. The second Teretz Taisus gives is the Yisoy that we had earlier in the parak, and that is that muksa is a davar sheish l'matirin, because while you won't be able to eat the bird on Yontif, for sure matzah Yontif you could eat it, so it's the only issue over here is muksa. Once it's matzah Yontif, you'll for sure be able to eat the bird. So it's a davar sheish l'matirin, memelo, it's not going to be batal. And therefore says the Gemara, mimanafshach, however you want to look at the story over here, whatever happened, there's going to be a problem for you to eat the birds. Either all three birds are different birds, or at least one of them is a different bird, and for either one of these reasons, it's not going to be batal, but mainly you're not going to be able to eat any of the birds. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shleisha umatzah shnayim mutarn. We said in the Mishnah that if you're mazmin three birds, and then you go on Yamtif, and you find that only two birds are in the place that you were mazmin the three, so the lach is that they're mutter. So my time, why is that? Meaning one way to assume is that, hey, if this is a different family, you are mazmin a three-bird family. If you see that there are only two birds here, so then l'chayr, that's a raya that this is a different family. If it's a different family, you weren't mazmin any of them. So why is it that it's mutter? Says the Gemara, because that's not what we assume. Rather, what we say is that hani inu ninu, we say that these two are two out of the three that you were mazmin. V'chad minayu azal alma, just one of them went away. One of them went on vacation. We don't assume that this is a different family. We assume that it's the same family of birds, and just one of them left. Says the Gemara that in Maseches Shkalim, we had a very similar, in Maseches Pesachim rather, we had a very similar Gemara, and over there was the Machlekes. It was a Machlekes between Rabbi and the Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Lema Masnisen Rabbi Hi V'loi Rabbanon. This that the Mishnah says, that when you have three birds that you are mazmin, and you find now that there are two. So the halacha is that we don't say that this is a different family, rather we say that this is two out of the three that you were mazmin, and just one of the birds went away. That seems to be like Rabbi Shita and not the Rabbanans. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, and this is the Braisa that we had in Maseches Pesachim, that Haniach Mana Umatza Masayim, Let's say a person, he puts down a money, $100 of Meiser Sheni. He puts it down somewhere in his house, and then in one of his drawers. And then Umatza Masayim, he goes later, and he sees that he has $200 there. So the halacha is chulin u'maiser sheni mu'ravim zebezeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he knows he had 100 of maiser sheni. Now he finds 200. So you have to obviously you put another $100 there of chulin. So it's chulin and maiser sheni that are mixed with each other. However, v'chachamim ha'imrim hakol chulin. The chachamim say that no, from the fact that you put down 100 and now you're finding 200. So now we assume that no, it's all chulin. We don't assume that this is just an additional 100. We assume it's a whole different $200, and therefore it's all going to be chulin. Okay, now the ikar is this next case. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Haniach Masayim Umatzamana. Let's say a person, he put $200 of Maiser Sheni in his drawer, and later he finds that there's only $100 there. So mana munach umana mutal divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says, you assume that $100 of the 200 of the Maiser Sheni is still there, and the $100 he took away. So he took away 100 and he left 100. This $100 though is from the original 200 and it's Maiser Sheni. The Chachamim Maimrim Akol Chulan. Chachamim say that no. You put down 200, now you found 100. So this is obviously a different set of money. The 200 was Meiser Sheni, that went somewhere else obviously. This $100 is all Chulan. You can use it for whatever you'd like, wherever you'd like, it's all completely Ma'is Chulan. So this is Mamish like the case of our Mishnah. The case of our Mishnah, you had three birds, you were Mazman, and then you find two. We said that you don't assume it's a different family, just one of the birds left. So that's Mamash's case of Maiser Sheni. You put aside $200 of Maiser Sheni, and you find 100. So Rebbe says, same idea. Yeah, you assume that one of the $100 left. You must have taken $100 and brought it somewhere. But this $100 is Maiser Sheni. The Chachamim say that no, those $200 must have all gone somewhere else, and this is a new $100. This $100 is Chulin. So our Mishnah seems to be like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no, afilu teima Rabbanan. You can even say that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Ha'it Marala, Rabbi Eichnan, Rabbi Lazar, Dami Tarvayu, Shani Geizlois, Hayul Vasu Yanudadois. We know already that you can't compare the case of Geizlois, the case of the birds, to the case of the money. By Geizlois, it's very normal, birds waddle around. So therefore, even the Chachamim are Maida when it comes to birds, that if you were Mazman 3 and now you're only finding 2, so you're allowed to assume, and you're supposed to assume, that these 2 are from the original 3 and one of them left, because that's a very normal thing for birds to waddle around. However, as opposed to money doesn't waddle, and therefore, that's why by money specifically, you have to assume that this is a different $100, this is chulin, this is not Maiser Sheni. Dafka by birds, we say that it's just some of it that left, because that's a normal mitzias of birds that they waddle around. So that's the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Now ask the Gemara, V'lamei l'shanu yeyala, shani geizles hayo vasuin ledades. Why do we need this teretz? Was it really that big of a kasha? Do we really need Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar to give us this teretz that shani geizles hayo vasuin ledades? But idmar Allah, but we know it was said about this case of the money of the ma'is meiser sheni. Ha'idmar Allah dahi, the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, the same Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar that we just quoted, who said this teretz of Shani Geizlis, Hayel Vasun Ladadis, they themselves said about the case of the money, the Machlaikas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that Chad Amar Bishnei Kisin Machlaikas, one of them said that the Machlaikas Rebbe and the Rabbanan is specifically by two wallets, that one had $100, the other wallet had $100, Avo Bekis Echa Divri Akol Chulin, but by one wallet, so then everybody holds that when by one wallet, everybody holds if you put in originally 200 and now you find 100, so then it's very unlikely that they got separated. So then everybody agrees, we assume this is a new 100. This is $100 of chulin. V'chan amar, the other one said, because echon machlekes, the machlekes is by one wallet, avo b'shnei kisin, divrei akol manamunach manamutal. That by two wallets, everybody agrees that it's very easy for something like that to happen, that the money gets separated, and therefore, if you found only one wallet with $100, so you assume that it's Meiser Sheni, and $100 of it went away. Manamunach manamutal. This is still 100 of the original 200. So that's the Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, and how to understand the Machlaikas Rabbi and the Rabbanan. So now says the Gemara like this. Why do we need the teretz of hayl that shani goes with hayl vasyun ledades? Bishlam alamand amar bishnei kisim machlekes. So it's understandable if you say that the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan is about two wallets. So geizlis also are like two wallets, meaning it's two separate birds. And still the Rabbanan say that that we don't assume that the manamunach manamuta. So hainu ditchtech l'shanuyei hacha shani geizlis hayev asum ledades. So then it would make sense. Then we need to come on to this teretz. So why are birds different than money? How could the case of the birds even work, even according to the Rabbanan? Why by the birds would the Rabbanan agree that we assume that one of the birds left? And that's what we answer, that one of the birds, because the birds, it's normal for them to waddle around. Fine, that would make sense. Al-manda amar bekis echad machlaikis. But according to the man Damer who says that the Machlaikas Rabbi and the Rabbanon was dafka by one wallet, but by two wallets, everybody agrees that yeah, it's very likely that just one of the wallets went away, and this $100 is manamunach manamutal. It's one of the original bills, and it's Meiser Sheni. So then it's mamish the exact same case as Geizlis, and it's the same halacha, and everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that by wallet we say that this is Meiser. So it's just like Geizlis. We don't have to differentiate between the two. So lamali l'shanuye Allah ha'amr b'shnei kisim le'bligi. So why do you have to give a teretz to explain why Geizlis could even work l'fi the Rabbanon? There's no machlekes in this case between Rabbi and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are ma'ida to Rabbi in this case that we assume that the $100 is ma'iser sheni, is part of the original hundred, is part of the original 200. So says the Gemara, Amr of Ashi, Hacha begoizles mikusharim ukisim mikusharim askinan. Here, we're assuming that the case of the birds and the case of the money where we have the machlekas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan, is a case where the wallets, they're two wallets and they're two birds, but they're both tied to each other. The birds, in the case of the birds, they're tied to each other. The two birds that you were mazmin. And the wallets also, or really it's three birds by the case of the birds, and the wallets also, the two wallets that each have a money in it, they're both tied to each other. And the Rabbanan said by the wallets that by the wallets we say that it's considered like it's that we assume that the money went away, this is a new money. When you find only one wallet, being that they were tied together, so we assume this is not Ma'is Meiser Sheni. We assume that this money is really Ma'is Chulin. And by the birds, we already know from the case of the Mishnah, the lacha is when you're Mazman 3 and you find 2. So the lacha is that it's not Muksa. We assume these 2 are from the original 3. So that's why we have to answer up. What's the difference between Geizlis and Ma'is? I mean, the Gemara is asking that according to the Manda Amar, who says that the machlaikas is by kis echad, but by shnei kisim, everybody agrees, manamunach manamutal, that's when it's actually shnei kisim that are separated from each other. But when it's two kisim that are tied to each other, so that has the halachic status of one kiss, where the Rabbanan say that we assume when you find one kiss afterwards, there was originally two, and you find one, that the ma'is is ma'is chulen. We do not say manamunach manamutal. And by the birds, the case of the birds was also when they were tied up. There were three birds you were masmin. Now you're only finding two. And there the case of the halacha and the Mishnah is that they're mutter. We assume it's part of the original three. So what's the difference between the two? That's why we have to give the teretz that no, shani geizlis because they're asuyin ladadis. Meaning that geizlis, says the Gemara, menatchi ahadadi. They pull away from each other. And therefore, even though they're tied to each other, it's very understandable that you could have one bird that gets separated from the other two. Because that's the nature of the birds, that they pull away from each other. But kisin loy menatchi adadi, but wallets don't naturally pull away from each other, and therefore the Rabbanan said that if you find only one wallet, so this is obviously a different mois, this is mois chulen. The Rebbe Amar Lach, and Rebbe will tell you that no, even by the money in such a case, he assumed this is mois meiser sheni. They were tied up, and now you're only finding one wallet, because kisin nami zimnen demisachel kitrayu. Sometimes the knot just naturally gets undone, and therefore, says Rebbe, even though it was originally two wallets that were tied to each other. Rebbe says even by money, when you find one, you say that this mice, that it's in the same place as you put it before, that this mice is mice, mice, or sheni. It was tied to before with a different wallet. Yeah, that's because the knot must have gotten undone, and you separated the two wallets. So that's the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, and that's why the case of our Mishnah that says that you are mazman three and you find two is not necessarily limited to being according to Rebbe. It could even be according to the Rabbanan, and that's why we have to give this teretz of Shani Goizlois, Hayov Asuyin Ledadais.